In this FooCast, Derek Story, editor of MacDevCenter.com and TheDigitalStory.com, provides his favorite tip, using a flash setting for taking great shots. This FooCast is brought to you by web conferencing with GoToMeeting. Host your next meeting online with GoToMeeting. Everyone logs on to your meeting during your conference call so they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's like meeting in person but less expensive and time-consuming. With GoToMeeting, you can demo products, present, or train just like you're in the same room. GoToMeeting has a low flat monthly rate, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need. Try it free today at GoToMeeting.com/FooCast. That's GoToMeeting.com. meeting.com/FOOCAST.
I have a great tip for you to help you take better shots of friends and family. By turning on the flash when you're outdoors, it actually will help you balance out the lighting on the person, creating better skin tones and puts a little twinkle in the eyes. Now, if this is such a good thing, why don't cameras do that in the first place? Well, basically, it's the way that they approach lighting. Cameras think that when the light is low, the flash needs to go on to make sure there's enough light for the exposure. But outdoors in bright sunny light, the camera determines there's plenty of light and that there's no need to turn on the flash. This is true when you're taking landscapes and things like that, but when you're taking pictures of people, actually a burst of light from the front puts twinkle in the eyes and really smooths out the facial skin tones. So this is something that you want to do and you can do quite easily. All you have to do is look for the flash control button on your camera. It's usually a little lightning bolt with an arrowhead on it. Once you find that, change it from auto mode to flash on. What flash on will do is it'll provide a burst of light every time you take a picture. Flash range on compact cameras is usually about 8 feet, so make sure that you're standing close enough to your subject to get enough light to add twinkle to their eyes. Don't worry about the rest of the exposure. The camera will take care of everything outside of flash range and actually automatically balance the background with your flash shot. That's why this is such a wonderful technique, because the camera is doing most of the work for you. Take a few shots and review them on your LCD viewfinder. If you want, even do a test. Turn off the flash, take a shot, and then turn on the flash and take a shot and compare them. I bet you 9 out of 10 times you'll like the shot better with the flash on. Now, what if you need a little bit more flash range? How can you do that? Well, the trick is to increase your ISO setting from 100 to 200 or even 400. By doing so, you make your image sensor more sensitive to light, thereby extending the range of your flash. Just remember that when you're done doing this portrait session, turn back your ISO setting to 100, and you might want to return your flash mode to auto so that you have normal shooting mode for future shots. But this is just a great technique to use when taking pictures outdoors. Wedding photographers do it all the time. In fact, most wedding photographers just leave their flash on, regardless if they're indoors or out, to make sure they always have even illumination on their subjects, reduce texture in the face, and add twinkle to the eyes. Give it a try, and your friends and family will be asking you, "Hey, what type of camera did you use for this shot?"
You've been listening to a podcast with Derek Story. Derek is the editorial director for the O'Reilly Network. He also runs O'Reilly's Mac Dev Center and digital media sites. He's the author of Digital Photography Hacks and Digital Photography Pocket Guide 3rd Edition. And he co-authored iPhoto 5, The Missing Manual with David Pogue, all published by O'Reilly. You can listen to more of Derek's podcasts at digitalmedia.oreilly.com.
This FooCast is brought to you by web conferencing with GoToMeeting. For your free trial, go to GoToMeeting.com/FooCast.